calling Dorothy Kane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. I had a wonderful dialogue today that I wish I could have with my own family. I wish I could have with people like, well, I don't know, Jim Cross. We were discussing, a friend of mine read from the book Christian Anarchy, Jesus' Primacy Over the Powers by Bernard Eller, who died some years ago. When he read the passage, it was kind of, there was a satirical tone to it, which I thought was great. But as he was reading it, it was kind of like, well, I could have predicted the next concept, not the way he said it, but I could predict the concept because it's an area that I have now become studied in. You know, it's the analogy I find is I mentioned that when I sent the book to Jim Cross, Scripture Alone, which, you know, he never acknowledged receiving, you know, it seems that we're not on this, that Jim Cross and I are not on the same page. We don't subscribe to Scripture Alone. But I mentioned that there was a chapter in there which I stated that I could have probably written verbatim simply because we're not following the same, we're not, you know, one person didn't teach the other, but we're following the same Lord. And I would suggest the reason I could have answered the questions today is, again, following the same Lord. And I really think this idea of Christian anarchy is important because the term archy or archon and so forth is throughout Scripture, and we are not supposed to have one except the Lord Himself, not an institution. You know, the issue about Christian anarchy is, yes, there's no institution, but we are in total submission to the Lord. It's not as simple, not quite as simple, but it's something that I've learned to cherish, and I proclaim, and people either run, mostly people run, by far people run, but there, you know, to for somebody to come up with a challenge simply because we're dumbed down by the institution. Well, gee, what a surprise to that. I don't think there are many in my own family who would take this issue on, which concerns me. Because if you follow an institution who claims to have authority over you, and they can't give you any reason for it, and they can't take on a challenge about it, they're a cult. By definition, they're a cult. The PCA is a cult, and they have to defend themselves by calling the police and offering silence to anybody who challenges their position. My family's in a cult. I've been in it. We're called to mature, the renewing of the mind. And we're also called to challenge each other, because even as I proclaim this, I am constantly checking where I misstep. Because I'm not trying to depend on me, but the Lord. And my Lord commands me to do things like proclaim obedience to Him and pursue reconciliation. And that's what I'm going to do, continue to do, as long as the Lord gives me breath. And I welcome anyone who would like to join me. They seem few and far between. But the grace of the Lord is magnificent. And the grace of the Lord is not for the righteous, but for the sinner like me. Is that true of Jim Cross? Is that true of my wife? Is that true of my kids? I hope so. Dorothy Jane, I'm your husband. And I love you.